We're all of the same water. This week, January 18th through the 25th, it's actually an octave or 8 days, marks the week of Christian unity, a week of celebration dating back to the early 1900s when Christians across all denominations and the world pray for the church. It's a blessing of spirit that we are able to celebrate that unity today when our country has seen division. It's a blessing of spirit that our readings from 1 Corinthians talks about the need to focus on Christ instead of individual Christian leaders or thoughts or beliefs. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, Paul says, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you be in agreement and that there be no divisions among you. That you be united in the same mind and purpose. For it's been reported to me that some of you are saying I belong to Paul or Cephas or Apollos or Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? It's like the lectionary knew that we would be in the middle of Christian unity this week, or that our world would need a message of unity. So today, we gather to remember that we're all of the same water. Indeed, we were, most of us who are baptized under the same water. That's why in the Episcopal Church and in our creed, we acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and one holy and apostolic church. That we note that if you were baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, no matter where it was or by whom, that you were baptized as a Christian by God, and we don't feel the need to do that over. We're all of the same water. In my first few years of ministry, I served at Central Christian Church, which is the Disciples of Christ Church in Lexington, a little bit more Protestant in nature. We dunked people by full immersion when they were baptized. And when we baptized people, which was mostly on Easter Sunday, myself as the resident or curate or new associate or low person on the totem pole was sent to gather water from churches all over Lexington. So we went to all the churches which participate in the World Council of Churches the week prior to Easter, usually, to gather water from the Presbyterians and the Lutherans and the AME and the CME and the UCC and the Episcopal. And there on Easter morning, lined up on the baptismal font, which was a little bit bigger than ours, were pitchers of water from different places. And right before we baptized, we poured them all in to symbolize that we were baptizing people into one body. I didn't have the heart to tell him it was all water that came from Fayette County. We are all of one water. And although we may not pour water from different places into our font here at St. Patrick's, we're all of one water still. Talking about one water and baptism always reminds me of one of my favorite stories in Richard Lisher's Open Secrets, a beautiful little tidbit of a Lutheran's first call. One of my favorite quotes in the whole book is from his chapter on Rogation Days, the time in which the community celebrated the farming, the seeds, the things they were able to produce. So in his chapter, Rogation and Steel Mills, Richard Lisher starts out with this story. When April's sweet showers had bathed the dry veins of March, calloused palms the size of gourds would cradle a few hybrid seeds as if they were crystal, and our church would ask God to make the crops grow. At the end of our service, representative farmers would lead the congregation through the back doors of the church and across the road into Norbert Suman's muddy field, which at this time of the year was rank and sweet, as black as bread soaked in pork. There we symbolically planted seeds. The seeds took their place among the sediment and minerals deposited there by the scraping and removing of prehistoric glaciers. They joined the deposits of flint and particles of iron left by every person who had ever cultivated or hunted on that land. All the humors were present in the humus, including pieces of every bird and animal that ever fed off the land, burrowed into it, or died upon it. The water, the blood, the meat, the bone, the gristle, the hair, and the aromatic gases left by their carcasses were joined by the good Lutheran humus up the hill in the cemetery, which incidentally was draining into our well and contaminating the parsonage drinking water. "Aw, pastor," a parishioner chorted, "they's all good people." That was the joke my first year in ministry. We couldn't drink the water because of its abnormally high Lutheran content. I thought of Whitman's line from the Song of Myself. If you want me again, look for me under your muddy boot soles. Communing with one's ancestors is one thing, but drinking the dead is quite another. In reality, the vast underground river of nitrates and herbicides was probably killing us. But we just yucked up about it being the cemetery. We are all of one water. I hate to tell you that even if you're drinking bottled water, you're probably drinking something or someone who's been recycled. I drink the water in Lake Cumberland, so there's a good chance I'm drinking my grandparents and probably yours. But we're all of the same water. We're all of the same water. When we drink that bread and that cup, we're all of the same water and the same bread. When we say the Lord's Prayer, we all say the same prayer. Across the globe, we are all of the same prayer and the water. Or as the preschool taught me last week during their Martin Luther King celebration, when you crack a brown egg and a white egg, you get the same inside. We're all of the same water. Now, most of you are here because you came through that water, through the waters of baptism, which unite us all. We're all of the same water, and we cannot deny it. Now, within any community, I don't mean to say that we are all going to agree. We're not going to agree. Within any community, there are going to be squabbles and heated debates and disagreements. And the First Corinthians group probably disagreed like we do about who was going to set up for the next meal or whose responsibility it was to set it up or how it should be set up or whose leadership was best for their community. They probably didn't believe the same thing about things that were going on in the world. But at least in this case, their disagreements had gone far beyond just a heated debate or conversation. They were at a whole new level of conflict, a level 2 conflict, which had caused a continuous and contentious quarrel, which had caused strife and wrangling and power struggle among their midst. And Paul was concerned that at least in the church community, that this wrangling and strifefulness and contentiousness in the ability to one-up each other in a power struggle would be headed to a level 3 conflict, which would have been the separation of the church. We can disagree, but we're all of the same water. And through our baptism, we are called into the ministry of Christ, into Christ's body, into the life resurrection of Jesus Christ, into the communion of the saints. And like that call that Simon Peter and Andrew and James and John answered, that means that you have to put down some things. You have to put down your net and follow. It means that we drop our nets of individualism and mass unending consumerism, that we drop our nets about serving those things which serve us, money and power and how to get ahead, that we drop our own egos and self-interest and self-absorbedness, self-centeredness, self-involvement, our concern for what others think about us, our need to get ahead. Through our baptism, we were called to drop our individual nets and to walk towards the one water of Christ. To drop our own work and to pick up the work of helping people find light and of bringing Christ into the darkness and releasing those who are imprisoned in body and mind. The work of repentance, teaching the good news, of proclaiming the kingdom, of curing and healing. Through your baptism, you were washed by the one water and called into the ministry of Christ. Were you baptized by Paul or Apollo or Cephas or Amanda or Bill or Bruce or Marcia or Jim? Were you baptized by the Fox House or Diocesan Policies? Were you baptized by Clinton or by Trump? No. You were baptized by Christ. You were washed in one water, a water that started in the beginning of creation and ran from the Red Sea and flowed down through the River Jordan and swirled across the sea and found its way into our place, a lake, a river, a tap, a baptismal font found within our midst. You were baptized into one water, into the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And when you went under that water, you died. Died to self, died to your own needs, and came up to a new life reborn of the Holy Spirit. You were born of one water, cleansed in sin, received an everlasting life. And through that water, you were called to drop your nets and follow Christ.